toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Mark is here, unusually, on a Friday evening. Normally, you take Fridays off. I don't even know if you're going to stay for the whole show, Mark.
I'm not.
Okay. So, you've come in for a very specific purpose, and it has something to do with the TSA. Now, I didn't get a chance to listen to any of last night's show because, Mark, you and I have been out for the past couple of days. We've been in Los Angeles at a talk radio convention.
Right.
Talkers Magazine puts on one of these conventions twice per year now. And so one's in New York City, the other's in Los Angeles. That's where we've been for the past couple of days.
How many times have you been to L.A.?
Oh, total in my life? A handful?
Okay.
I guess.
Same
three,
for you, Mark?
Four,
yeah. Okay.
Four, five.
You guys
four.
Probably usually go there for these things.
Yeah, that's pretty much the purpose. In fact, this was essentially a whirlwind tour where we, you know, flew out, got there, and literally left 24 hours later. So we just got back today, and I guess I'm lucky to be back on time for the show. And this is
you got disappeared.
Part of the reason why you wanted to come in tonight, Mark.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted to tell this is because I just kind of feel like you don't understand the depth of the situation. So you had a trip about a month ago. Is that right?
I took a quick vacation to Florida, which mm-hmm. is where I'm from, and I hadn't been back to Florida since I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project at all, so six years. And I went, kind of hung out with a friend, went to a concert, saw the family, that kind of thing, and that was the first time that I'd ever been selected in an unusual manner. Like, everybody's, if you fly enough, you get the super secret search thing.
The TSA's designation, it has four S's on your ticket.
Super secret specials.
It says you're going to get the blue glove love.
Right, where, they are ostensibly randomly selecting passengers for this, and you get an extra sensitive pat-down, shall we say.
More than just the regular enhanced pat-down?
I think it's the enhanced pat-down. Okay. But they call it the SSSS on your ticket, so if you ever have four S's in a row on your ticket...
Wait, they put these things on you? It's not random, then. I mean, I guess maybe they randomly put it on your ticket, but it's predetermined before you even get to the security line?
I don't know what the different... I mean, maybe TSA George could call and, better illuminate this. But there probably is maybe some sort of random protocol, but also they can just write it on there, too. So, you can... When you're checking in at the ticket window or the ticket counter, it could come with a printed SSSS on it. But also, as you approach the security area... you hand your ticket and ID to the first TSA agent there with a UV indicator thing that he's looking at. He'll kind of hold your ID under that. That guy can also just decide to write four S's on your ticket.
I had an expired driver's license that I went through, and they gave me four S's for that at one point.
Right. So, I've had one of these enhanced pat-downs before.
I opt in for them because I don't want to go through their, the radiation.
Yeah, and that too. This time, the time you're referring to, Mark, back in August, was the first time I'd ever had an issue, just checking in. So normally when you go to an airport, you slide the credit card that you use to buy the ticket with, and then it spits out your boarding pass, and you go on to the security area. Mm-hmm. Well, my issue was, and I did talk about this at the time, was that I was stopped for an hour at the ticketing area where the woman had no idea what to do about whatever it was that was coming up on her screen. She told me I didn't pass Secure Flight, which is, the government's program that matches names against a list of, I guess, suspects.
Remember does that have to do with your last name? You were using Freeman at any point?
Well, the thing with this previous journey, I had bought a ticket within 48 hours, it was a short notice kind of thing, and that's a major flag for drug dealer / terrorist.
Uh-huh.
So I figured maybe it was because I bought the ticket real soon is why that they wanted to make it difficult
but
for me.
But you use your real name or slave name or whatever it is, your given name. That's not given.
Yeah. I use the name that's on the driver's license, right? So there was that possibility that, because it was a short notice ticket, maybe that resulted in me getting some extra scrutiny. And let's see, there was another reason why it's escaping me at the moment, but there was another issue.
Well, you had the expired driver's license.
Oh, the expired driver's license, yes.
But so they hadn't seen it at that point. They just
Like, in theory, they could have known about it, but that seems unlikely. And then the third option was, I'm on a list of some sort, and I haven't been previously.
Mm.
And so I was also re-extra screened on the way back as well on that journey. And then this time around, the same thing happened. It didn't take an hour to get through the ticketing counter when I went to the airport. It took maybe like 15 minutes, so that was a little bit shorter. But they have now started to stop me before I get on the plane and search me again. So I get the first search at the security checkpoint where everybody else gets their search. And then before I get on the plane, they have agents waiting there. And they're also stopping other people from getting on the plane and searching them, too. Mark, you got one of these searches as well at one point. This is at the gate. They had.
I've heard about them doing this.
Right. They have 2 to 5 agents at the gate, and they are stopping people randomly, checking IDs, and possibly doing a complete other search. In fact, at a gate in I think it was L.A. last night when we were leaving, they actually brought out one of their bomb detecting equipments, and they had that at the gate that they were screening us with. Mark, you got caught in that one. But they didn't always go after you.
I got shaken. They pretty much looked at my stuff. I guess they didn't every time. But they did do a random screening at every single gate you went to on the 4 legs of this trip. Because we had a layover. We go, there's no straight flight from Manchester to Los Angeles. So we'd have to stop off. We stopped off in Newark, in Midway at Newark. So
we were at 4 airports, and I was screened 8 times.
Right. And... They didn't. Right, it's crazy.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's at this point, I'm...
You got screened, what, 5 times?
You've been red flagged or whatever.
Yeah, something, some kind of flag.
Something's happened here is the way I see this. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I don't know what else to come, what kind of conclusion to come to. And I wish some listener would call in and tell me, what I can think that doesn't mean that my business partner has been targeted by the federal government for free speech in America in 2012.
Right. Well, the question that we had was, why are they going after me but not you? Right. You're on the show as well.
Nobody likes you, Ian.
You are a critic of the TSA as well. So why the discrepancy?
I have the advantage of being the voice of reason. So perhaps you're the warning to everybody out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so I missed my flight. This is the part we didn't get to. So today we're at Newark in the early morning because we took an overnight flight. And once again, the TSA agents are out there at the gate. And I had made the comment that, they're probably doing this at every gate.
No, they weren't.
And, Mark, you had observed that there was another gate nearby that was boarding and there were no TSA agents there.
I didn't
see
it at any other gate in any of the trips. And this is why I wanted to make sure I came tonight, because this isn't happening at every gate in America. Just because it happened to us 4 times doesn't mean it's happening to everyone 4 times. It's nuts. And that you got shaken down 8 times on 4 plane rides.
Yeah.
No, it's 6 times because he only had to go through, go into the system once. So it's 6 shakedowns for 4 plane rides.
I believe I was searched at every single point.
But you only had to go into the TSA secure area twice because we had just layovers in 2 cases.
Okay, but I was in the secured area in Newark as well. I see what you're saying. Maybe I'm miscounting.
Yeah, but that's what they... Yeah, because if you... That's why they have, like... Or I'm not trying to justify their system, but they have, like, pass the security checkpoint. But then when you have a layover, they know that... That's why they have it at all the airports, because if you come in from another airport...
You've already been through
the secure area.
I thought they hit me 8 times, Mark, but I don't know.
I think
it's 6. 855-453.
At that point, I understand why you've lost, count. I'm stunned by this. I didn't think, there's moments in my radio career where the government surprises me, and this is one of those times.
I'm surprised you're surprised, but 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you been through this intense scrutiny at the airport?
And can you figure out...
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1769 80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you want to tell us your TSA experience, have you encountered the at-the-gate agents? And also, some of the other agent types we encountered included the chatty agent, where they will chat with you as you're standing in line waiting to be screened. They will ask you what appear to be innocent-sounding questions about you know, they're, and to the credit of the lady that we first encountered, she was pretty good at it.
Like, either she was really a really genuinely nice slash crazy lady, or she was very good at her job.
Like, what kind of questions?
Where were you going? Where are you coming from? Uh-huh. What are you going to do?
Ian says, she's like, oh, so how's your day? And he said, it'd be a lot better if I wasn't on some kind of watch list. I mean, I did a literal facepalm. I mean, I was just like, oh, God.
I know. I hate when people talk about, like, bombs or anything like that, 9/11, in the line at the security checkpoint. I'm like, can we talk about this later?
Yeah. So, I was regaling you with the brief story of what happened today and why Mark, you and I ended up getting separated. It's because they've been targeting me for super secret special searches at every single opportunity, including more than once per visit to the secure zone. I'll get it at the kind of check-in area or the screening area, and then also at the gate as well. And it is definitely not random when it comes to me, because every time I try to get a ticket, I'm held up and I have to go to customer service and I have to stand there. In fact, at LA, I stood there for over a half an hour waiting for the United crew to clear me through their system, which was, it was a pretty long wait.
It did not appear as though these people deal with this kind of thing on a regular basis.
Yeah. They don't know what they're doing.
The lady taking the tickets looked frustrated, upset, and confused when it came to these tickets.
Right. She had to go and get a supervisor to assist her because she didn't know what to do.
So this isn't just normal.
No, certainly not.
You know, the idea that there would be four legs to this trip and there would be four great gate screenings along the way just seems, you know, you're taking a big leap here. Now, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I'm kind of, the only conclusion I can come to, Ian, I can't see why you would be put on some kind of watch list or not pass safe check or safe flight, mm-hmm. which is what we know for certain.
Secure flight.
Secure mm-hmm. flight. We know that for certain because they said it. So I don't know why you would be on some kind of list other than your misdemeanor arrests from last year, which
it doesn't seem likely. Lots of people get arrested for misdemeanors.
You're flying with a convicted murderer. There's two people flying. One's a convicted murderer. One's a convicted obstructor of justice is the charge.
Well, and we know which one's more dangerous.
They shake down Ian. Four times, and I get through on some of the times. Some of the times they did shake me down, and I did
more than four times. I contend it was eight times. You say it was six.
It was six. Yeah, six. The six was just a regular screening, and you're SSS'd and whatever.
So I was. We were getting on the last leg of the journey, coming back from Newark today. And Mark, you went on the plane, and I was getting a regular extra screening, as I expected to receive.
I expected you to be right behind me. I didn't wait for
you. But they did something different this time. They didn't do it right at the gate. They walked me back to the securing area, to the screening area.
Oh, really?
And did me there because they needed to use their bomb sniffing equipment, and they didn't have that with them at the gate.
Okay.
So as I was being walked back, they did instruct the flight crew from United to wait because there was one person selected for extra screening.
So you heard them do that?
I heard them tell something to the... Yes, I believe that they did do that.
I asked the flight attendant. The flight attendant said, we have everybody. Because I didn't know you weren't on the plane. I just assumed, well, I guess he needs some independence. He's decided to sit in another seat.
Mm.
I didn't know what you were doing. And I was kind of glad for it. It was nice to have the two seats. We'd had a really long, awful trip. And I was going to sleep and whatever. And I was really upset when I got to the airport 45 minutes later from Newark to Manchester to realize that you were not there.
And you didn't have your cell phone.
Right. You
were giving
my cell phone
charge
in your little charger, portable charger thing.
Yeah.
So I had no cell phone. I had to ask some nice lady for her cell phone to call you.
And you didn't have the claim check for the car, because I had that as well.
So they called you on that.
It kind of screwed things up quite a bit with how things were working out. Plus, he had to be back here at noon. We actually had Ron Paul on the phone today for like the first time in forever, literally since 2008.
You got a recorded interview with Ron Paul.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Paul was willing to do an interview with us, but it was a recorded thing because, you know, he's Ron Paul, he's busy, so we're going to do it whenever he wants to do it, right? And so I missed the Ron Paul interview as a result of this. And
right. So they
more reasons to hate the TSA.
They hassle him at the gate, and I don't think the agents even know why. They're just like, you know, here's the bad guy. Go get the bad guy.
They don't know. In fact, the guy, as I was walking to the checkpoint, I said, I said something to him about it.
You
know,
you have any idea what this is about?
Right. Yeah. So I said to him, well, were you guys there just for me? And he claimed that they weren't. I don't know if that was true, but I asked that question, and then he also indicated.
But you're the only
that,
one they took back for extra screening.
And then he also indicated that that they were just, he was just following orders.
Of course he's just following orders.
So, yeah, how are you reacting? Did you, like, make a big fuss?
No, I don't. You know, I'm not. That doesn't get you anywhere. So I'm not going to throw a tantrum or anything like that. I'm used to being shaken down. I've been to jail. I've had my scrotum looked at hundreds of times. So,
right. And this is,
did they go that far?
No, they didn't. Okay. So, like, this is nothing compared to jail.
Right. They'd say, well, I'm going to touch you in your private areas with the backs of my hand. They never did actually touch me in those areas. I could have had anything in my, you know, crotch that I wanted to.
Yeah.
But this is what this reminded me of. I spent 9 years in prison at a maximum security prison in the state of Florida. And this is what it reminded me of, is this kind of screening
constant
that people were going through. And everybody, because you were on this plane, everybody in these three packed flights and then this one sort of weird leg had to get shaken down. And this is what it was like. I just can't imagine that Americans are putting up with it.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, this new screening.
Like, if I'd thrown a fit, then how would that have made things better?
I don't know. I don't know, Ian. I don't have. A fit wouldn't have done anything.
I don't know about. I mean, I'm sure some Americans would throw fits, but then also just not flying. I mean, people might look at other options.
Sure. We could have driven to Los Angeles, rented a car, rented an RV or something like that, and driven out there. That would have taken, a week to get out there?
Like that. And back.
Yeah. So, I mean.
So that's not really an option for long trips or overseas, but.
Well, if you had an RV, you could sleep in it and do the show and stuff, but I mean.
For the average person,
it costs
not
a lot
of
money to do that, yeah.
So, anyway, that's what happened. I did not make it back in time. They took they took off without me, and the next
flight
back.
They didn't slow down. There was no, I mean.
The next, right.
The lady said, we have everybody.
Yeah.
And close the door.
The next flight back to Manchester was 5 hours later, so I said, well, is there any flight to Boston? And they had one at about 2 hours later. So I went ahead and took the Boston flight, posted on Facebook what was going on, and we've got such a great community of activists up here in New Hampshire. Somebody was working in the Boston area, AB, who actually recently made, AB Gonzalez, recently made international headlines for creating a font that helps dyslexic people read correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's one of the things he's notable for. But he's working in the Boston area, so he actually came up, swung by on his way home, and picked me up not too long after I'd arrived in Boston. I had enough time to grab some lunch, and he came and got me and drove me back to Keene. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
We've really got an amazing community of folks up here willing to help each other out. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And if you want, tell us your TSA experience. Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We give them to you. They include archives. So if you're like me and you missed a moment of the show because we were hustling around all over the place the last couple days and I was able to tune in here and there but wasn't able to hear the whole thing, I could go, as you can, to freetalklive.com, simply click and download whatever episode that I would like. And they go all the way back to late 2006. They're all free for you at freetalklive.com. And, Allie, I heard you were on Wednesday night.
Yep, that's right.
So you got some bonus Allie this week.
And I'll be on Sunday night, so it's
what?
Allie all week.
That's right.
That's awesome.
It's
all right.
Celebration.
Stephanie's out at the Libertopia. And
she is, yeah.
Somebody's sitting.
Yeah, that's the convention that's going on in San Diego this weekend, where a lot of people, I believe, are going to be spending some time. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Grab the archives at freetalklive.com.
There's a really great podcast out there I want to, you ought to try, because I really enjoy it. It's called Verbal Surgery, and it's by my friend Tim Cummins, and we've known Tim for quite some time, and he does a really great show. And what this is it's, I think it's neuro-linguistic programming is the terminology that he uses for this, and it's he does this show that allows, that you listen to, and you can listen to it while you're working, you don't even have to pay close attention to it. It changes your mood. And it's always been very successful for me. I'd be really interested. I know people have written in and said that it's been successful for them.
We were talking with an old friend of mine last night out in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and we were at dinner, and he was talking about NLP.
Yep.
In kind of this Tony Robbins-esque kind of, he went to one of these seminars, which he spent $600 on. Mm-hmm. What does this cost?
It's a free podcast, and every time I listen to this, I feel better. I mean, admittedly, the effusion of emotion that go on that goes on in it, it always kind of feels like it's a little hokey at first. Like I have to, it's like getting into the pool. Mm-hmm. I have to kind of ease in, but it works for
me.
And
you're swimming around like Flipper.
Yeah, right. It's verbalsurgery.com. I recommend it. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Listen to this podcast, verbalsurgery.com.
By the way, something else I recommend is that you go to freestateproject.org. And Mark, I haven't heard the Ron Paul interview yet today, but I believe that you brought it up. Yes. The Free State Project.
And he endorsed the Free State Project, but
did he endorse it again? Because he'd endorsed it like 4 or 5 years ago during the previous presidential campaign.
Yes.
So
it's the same. It's sort of an equivocating endorsement. I mean, Ron Paul believes he's the superstar in the middle of a Ron Paul revolution that never intended to be there. So he doesn't want to tell people how to live and how to be.
Well, no, I wouldn't imagine Ron Paul would say this is the one true way.
No, but he says he thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the marketplace of ideas. He'd like to see that one do well. You know, that's basically that's all he said.
So we got a fresh endorsement
for
Ron Paul today.
You know, that kind of thing.
FreeStateProject.org. So he didn't say he was going to run up here and move and run for
government. I did offer him a co-host position on the show.
Anyway, so that's good to know. We'll be putting the Ron Paul interview out at some point. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow night on the show for the live Saturday edition as well. So let's go to the phones here. Go to FreeStateProject.org, by the way. Learn more about one of the things that Ron Paul endorses as a solution for liberty in the future. That's, once again, FreeStateProject.org. Dave has been waiting patiently through our TSA stories that we were regaling you with. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're calling from New Hampshire.
How do you know I've been waiting patiently? For all you know, I've dropped off the line.
Well, that would indicate if you dropped off the line. And I suppose you could have been waiting impatiently, but I gave you the...
Okay, that's right. Exactly.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt, Dave.
Well, I wanted to respond to something that you were saying earlier about TSA. You said, well, what can you do? Well, there's almost always something you can do, and you're partly doing it right now, you know, by at least reporting on what happened to you. But I guess one question I would have is, did you get any video?
I did not. I was certainly going to get video had they done something unusual, like taken me to some sort of secret area to do a screening. You know, anything that was out of the ordinary, anything out of the view of the general public, I certainly would have rolled video on that. But, you know, I've been screened so many times, I didn't see this as... I mean, their behavior was unusual.
What was unusual
was
that it kept happening. Like, if you'd known it was going to happen that many times, it would have been nice to have video of each time. But how are you supposed to know they're going to do this?
Oh, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh,
I absolutely knew.
At this point, we were just so dog tired with the red eye flight and stuff. I just wanted this nightmare to be over.
Well, right. I mean, that's just the thing. Normally, it doesn't result in you missing a flight when they do this. But in this case, it did. And of course, you know, if you're going to bring out a video camera, then your odds of missing a flight are much higher at that point. And they know it. And they know that, you know, that if you don't. Like, for instance, I'd wanted to not show ID to fly, but I didn't arrive early enough to really make it worthwhile. You know, I told them, I said, well, what'll happen if I don't show you ID? Because I knew I was already going to get the super secret special search. And so I figured, well, what if I don't show ID? Because our friend Sam used to do that when he flew years ago. And I don't know if you can get away with it anymore, but they were like, well, we're just going to call Washington, D.C. on you if you don't show us
your
ID.
That's what they said.
And I, you know, only had like a half an hour to get to the flight at that point. I was like, yeah, I probably don't have time to do that. Maybe if I, you know, got here 4 hours in advance.
Plus, Obama's a very busy man.
So no, Dave, I did not get any video, and I don't know of what I would have shot anyway, besides just, you know, their usual checkpoint shenanigans.
Oh, I think you would have gotten a lot of hits for your video, and I think that it's not appropriate to assume that documenting it is going to slow things down. That might actually speed things up. They might be a little bit more cautious with you if they know that everything they're doing is being documented.
Yeah.
And there are a couple other things. I have never had a situation where I had anything at all to videotape in any of my encounters with the TSA. They seem to mostly treat me pretty well so far, but that's mostly because of one other thing I do, and that is I hardly ever fly. You know, I just decided to try to keep it down to once a year or once every 18 months at the most, and, you know, have that camera in my hand for as long, for as much, or, you know, have a camera, you know, in hand or in my pocket as much as possible, easy to reach quickly, you know, and stuff like that. There is that moment, though, where you go through the the screener, you know, and they, and you can't get to your camera or your cell phone because they're both going through the machine, that's a vulnerable point. But one thing I thought I might do if anything unusual happened there would be to request, okay, I'm ready to answer your questions. That sounds good. I do want to document the process. However, I'm a reporter, and I would need my audio and video equipment in order to answer your questions.
I think that's a great idea. They didn't let him, while they're doing the blue glove of love, pat down thing, they didn't let Ian near his property, and they didn't let me near mine. I opted out of the
I wanted to record, I probably would have been able to get away with holding my camera during the search. Like, if I just kind of held it in my hand,
Because they always seem like they're very inattentive about what you're allowed to have on you during any of the security process. No, nothing in your pocket, nothing in your hands, and they're very specific about that.
Yeah, I don't think he could have done.
I think I could have.
Mark
I could have
filmed you after, if he went through
I was standing there for that very purpose, as if things got any worse than they were, I was going to whip it out and start filming. I had it out, and I was ready.
I think you're right, Dave. I mean, maybe I probably could have gotten away with it, but it's one of those situations where it's literally right before you get on the plane. And plus, we were boarding in the final.
The other thing, you need to get there really early. Your rush is their power.
But no. You don't. Maybe not. I'm not being clear. This is literally right before you get on the plane. So, for instance, we were in boarding group 5 of 5 on the flight that we were heading out of on Newark. So, boarding group 1 boarded, 2 boarded, 3 boarded, 4 boarded, boarding group 5 boarding. And so we're literally in the last group of people to get on the plane, and you then get selected for a final search at that
four
moment.
Times.
Yeah. At that
moment. That means that there's an advantage they don't have that you suddenly do have, and that is that you've got the camera ready to go in your pocket and everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
The security checkpoint.
If we had life cams, these little cameras you can put over your ear that have kind of a camera going all the time, and I guess they work for your cell phone.
Don't wait for the perfect situation. Take action with what you have.
I like the suggestion, Dave. I know you might have been calling about a different reason, so if you want, stand by. We can come back to you here in a moment. That's Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wondered what you do if you were seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number 855-453, Sickle CAI, toll free line. Mark's getting out of here, by the way. He's normally not with us on Friday nights. You wanted to come in and tell the story about your kind of perspective on what happened today. You were shocked, appalled at how I'm being treated by the TSA. Oh, I turned your mic off because I thought you were leaving.
Anyway. I want somebody to tell me that this is not what I think it is.
What do you mean? What is it?
That this isn't the federal government targeting you for free speech issues.
What else could it be?
Exactly.
I don't know.
What it is.
I can't imagine what else it could be. I cannot come up with a conclusion that would put six shakedowns and four plane rides for you and not anybody else. I mean, it's just crazy. It just doesn't make any sense to me, and I can't come up with any other conclusion but some federal government agent, maybe through Media Matters, was listening to this show, decided they didn't like what you said, and decided to give you trouble.
It was eight, but it wasn't eight full shakedowns. Because remember, we were standing in line in Manchester, and that was our first experience. When we were leaving for the first time,
right.
It was our first experience with seeing the gate crew shaking people down. And they were, you know, randomly going through
sure.
all the passengers, and I was randomly screened at that point.
But then when we got to Midway, we didn't have to go back through the TSA line. This is the point
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, so it was actually, so I guess what I mean is, we got hit four times at
right.
the gate. I got hit four times at the gate, and then twice through the regular.
Into the secure
okay.
area.
Yeah.
Everybody gets shaken down.
So 100% of my times at the gate, I was shaken down.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else could be besides that you've been red flagged. And it's not as if, you know, the FBI is going through all the talk shows and listening for some dissident views. I think that what's more likely is that a listener who doesn't like what you have to say, like, or anyone, it could be anyone. Anyone could just try to sit there and try to report someone,
mm-hmm.
right? And then if they look into it and they're like, oh, yeah, he said enough stuff to red flag him. I mean, I don't think that there really is such a thing. Like, I think that free speech is a great idea. It's not being practiced in this country, though.
Certainly. Let's go back to Dave, who is somebody who's practicing free speech. He is the host of the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com, or I guess the newsman behind it. It is your independent journalism that you're doing, Dave, and you've been a Free State Project participant and an early mover up here to New Hampshire for a long time, and you were kind of telling us what you would have done had you been in this situation, and you say, you know, you would have recorded this, this stuff go down, and I was prepared to had I felt things went in a direction I didn't expect them to, but I guess I'm just too institutionalized. Like, I'm used to it. Like, they were asking me if I've been searched before, and I'm like, yeah, just do what you gotta do. I've been searched plenty of times. I don't care. Whatever. I just want to get on my flight. And of course, that's what they're counting on, is that people are going to be in a rush, that they, you know, that they're going to want it to be over so they can get on with their lives. And it's, that's especially true in the very last moment, right before you get on the flight, when you have zero time left between, I mean, virtually zero time remaining between takeoff and you know, when you get on the plane. Dave, are you back with us?
Interactivity is, the better it is for your video. So obviously that was a huge mistake on your part. Not you should be getting video of this stuff every time. If the authority do something awful and you get video of it, you win, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that, you know, it's good to at least have the, even if you, like, to have it ready in case something bad happens. Doesn't really, like, I've seen too many YouTube videos where I missed where everyone misses the good part. And it's like, okay, well, just a second ago, you didn't see in the video, but I had to get my camera out. But he totally, like, you know, hit this guy with his, you know, truncheon right before you see all this. It's nice that, you know, if you're going to be in contact with government agents in a coercive way, it's better just to have camera rolling as soon as possible.
I agree. You're right. And I certainly predicted correctly each time that they were going to hit me, because it was clear that that's what they were doing. And so it would not have been hard for me to have a camera out and rolling as I approached to get on the plane. So I think you might be right, Dave. You know, from an activist perspective, it certainly was a mistake.
No, I think from a financial perspective, it was a mistake, too, because you make money the more publicity you create for yourself. You guys are always saying that, well, you're destined to lose automatically if you have an interaction with authority. And that is not true. If you get video of it, you are not destined to lose, especially if you can monetize the video. Then you can at least, turn the video into publicity or maybe even into money. So the more they bother you, the more you make, you know. I just think it was a mistake. And the other thing is, why didn't, Mark, if you were standing there and Ian was over there, getting, or I don't know if Mark's still there, but he's even over there getting bothered, and you're standing over on the other, that's like a double golden opportunity. I mean, to me, it's a big deal just to be able to roll on what's happening to me.
Yeah.
If I've got somebody on the, you know, also rolling.
Yeah, if you had a cameraman there, it would make it a better kind of shot, because you could get both participants in the, you know, the frame of the video. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Mark has left, though. He normally takes Friday nights off, and his family has arrived, so they're out to do family things.
Ridley, do you think that, have you ever...
Well, I could always go and get another plane ticket, and I'm sure they'll put me through it again. It's something they're doing every time.
Just go about your business and get video of how they stop you, you know, and that's all you need to do.
Do you think that recording these situations can slow the process down, or no?
It could. You know, if they were to start objecting to the recording process or whatever. But you have to look at it like it's like that lieutenant in Band of Brothers who said, okay, we're in a war. We might as well just assume we're all dead, right, and go ahead and make the most of whatever seconds we've got left, right? So you just assume they're going to stop you and destroy your day and your trip and everything like that, and just make sure you get video of it. And then if you do happen to get on the plane, it's an extra bonus. You know, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, and it would have been easier. It would have been the best time to do it. Like, as far as the most effective time, would have been on the way back, because then at least, you know, I'm not going to be late to a meeting or something like that. So, you know, let them shake me down the first two legs of the journey, but then on the way back, it's not as important to arrive on time. But, you know, I had the interview with Ron Paul. I wanted to be there on time for that. And, of course, everybody wants to be somewhere for some reason. That's the reason they're flying in the first place. But, you know, I absolutely accept the critique, Dave, and you're certainly one of the best people to, you know, hold other people accountable for their actions, or in this case, their inaction.
I wish I could take Ridley with me to the airport every time I go.
Well, I wish I could take me to the airport with me every time I go, too.
So, what was there anything else you wanted to share tonight? I don't know if you were originally calling about that.
Yeah, it was a different idea. I had heard one of your callers a while back had called in, and they were saying they were just frustrated at having really a lot of trouble talking people into the ideas of liberty. And something I have discovered is harder to do this than you might think, but something I've discovered that seems to work almost every time is just go right back to the core. Don't argue whether or not there should be Obamacare. Don't argue about whether or not someone should, you know, some country should be in Iraq with an army. Don't argue that stuff. Go straight back to the core issue, which is aggression, and just say, "Well, I'm an anti-aggressionist. I oppose acts of aggression. So, you tell me, is what you're advocating, does it involve any acts of aggression? If not, then I guess I can support it. You know." And I tried this once over at the State House on a union guy who was kind of, you know, authoritarian, I think, in his leanings. And he was just asking me, what's really important? What's your position or what's your ideology or whatever? And I said, well, you know, I'm an anti-aggressionist, you know. And he said, oh, is that kind of like a pacifist? And I said, well, no, it's, you know, self-defense is fine. It's just I'm against acts of aggression. So and there was just no conflict there. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can kind of understand.
Well, right, who could agree or who could rather disagree besides a total psychopath to, you know, a statement like that? And I agree with you. I actually ended up having a lengthy conversation with somebody who had overheard me talking about Ron Paul, the interview that I was going to have today, while I was sitting at the airport, and he and I ended up having a lengthy conversation, and I did, you know, kind of touch on those root points with him, and he agreed with that, but ultimately, you know, I don't think really saw taxes as aggression,
right.
down the line as we, you know, continued the discussion.
But maybe he'll think about that later?
He may very well. I mean, it was certainly probably the first time he'd encountered those ideas, I think. But, you know, ultimately he kind of was of the position that, well, we all voted for this, and so therefore it's okay. And I told him, well, no, I didn't. And then he pointed out that, well, you were born into it, and
mm-hmm.
that much is true. I was born into a system to which I do not consent.
I think people it's hard not to expect a lot, you know, not to expect sort of logical moral consistency out of people that you expect from yourself. But I mean, when you go into a conversation with just someone off the street or someone sitting next to you on an airplane, to expect them to come from this super principled place is, you know, it's a lot to ask. And you can go really radical and say, I'm an anti-aggressionist, and they don't realize that conflicts with their beliefs.
No, they don't.
But they'll think about it later.
That's certainly true. You might plant that first seed that who knows what it'll sprout into. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Thanks for your time tonight and your thoughts.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, 855-453. See more of Dave on his YouTube channel, RidleyReport.com. More coming up. You can take control. We got other stuff to talk about, too. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.